If you've ever suffered a heart condition or been susceptible to a stroke, you may be familiar with the drug Plavix, a popular blood thinner.
Plavix helps save lives. Plavix, taken with other heart medicines, goes beyond what other heart medicines do alone to provide greater protection against heart attack or stroke and even death. Ask your doctor about Plavix, protection that helps save lives.
But according to State Attorney General David Lewey, that may not be the case. He says studies have shown the drug may not work for a majority of East Asian and Pacific Islanders due to a gene trait that doesn't allow them to metabolize it properly. Lewey filed a lawsuit yesterday against Bristol-Myers Squibb and Sanofi-Aventis, the manufacturers and distributors of the drug.
And they did not disclose that, in fact, Plavix is not always effective, and that there's a significant number of people in the population for which it has either no effect or a diminished effect. But it was particularly ineffective in Hawaii, which has a very large population of Pacific Islanders and East Asian people.
Recent census figures show Asians make up 38% of Hawaii's population. Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders make up an additional 10%. Lewey estimates Plavix made tens of millions in profits in Hawaii alone, where as many as 1 million prescriptions have been issued since the drug was introduced in 1998.
It is important to protect the rights of the people of Hawaii and to make sure that these drug companies do not do this and that other drug companies get the message that this kind of behavior, this kind of failure to disclose obvious information where it makes a real difference to people's lives and health, that they have to stop this kind of behavior and they cannot profit from this kind of behavior.
Hawaii is now the fifth state to file a lawsuit. They're seeking the maximum civil penalty of up to $10,000 for each deceptive or unfair act. Both Bristol-Myers Squibb and Sanofi-Aventis declined comment for the story due to pending litigation. Molly Solomon for HPR News.